but another one had located them when they were a stone's throw from the tents. He was young, so he was still keen.
"Halt! Who goes there, friend or foe?"
The light from a cooking fire glinted off a crossbow. "See," whispered Jackram, "this is where your uniform is your friend. Aren't you glad you kept it?" He swaggered forwards and spat tobacco between the young sentry's boots. "My name's Jackram," he said. "That's Sergeant Jackram. As for the other bit, you choose."
"Sergeant Jackram?"
said the boy, his mouth staying open. "Yes, lad."
"What, the one who killed 16 men at the Battle of Zop?"
"There was only 10 of them, but good lad for knowing it."
"The Jackram who carried General Frock through 14 miles of enemy territory?"
"That's right." Polly saw teeth in the gloom as the sentry grinned.
"My dad told me he fought with you at Blunderberg."
"Ah, that was a hot battle, that was," said Jackram.
"No, he meant in the pub afterwards. He pinched your drink and you smacked him in the gob, and he kicked you in the nadgers, and you hit him in the guts, and he blacked your eye, and then you hit him with a table, and when he came round, his mate stood him beer for the evening for managing to lay nearly 3 punches on Sergeant Jackram. He tells the story every year when it's the anniversary, and he's reminiscing."
Jackram thought for a moment and then jabbed a finger at the young man. "Joe Haberkirk, right?" he said. The smile broadened to the point where the top of the young man's head was in danger of falling off.
"He'll be smirking all day when I tell him you remember him, Sarge," said the sentry. "He says that where you piss, grass don't grow."
"Well, what can a modest man say to that, eh?" said Jackram. Then the young man frowned.
"Funny, though. He thought you were dead, Sarge," he said.
"Tell him I bet him a shilling I'm not," said Jackram. "And your name, lad?"
"Lart, Sarge. Lart Haberkirk."
"Glad you joined, are you?"
"Yes, Sarge,"
said Lart loyally. "We're just having a stroll, lad. Tell your dad I asked after him."
"I will, Sarge."
The boy stood to attention like a one-man guard of honour.
"This is a proud moment for me, Sarge."
"Does everyone know you, Sarge?" whispered Polly as they walked away.
"Aye, pretty much, on our side anyway. I'll make so bold as to declare that most of the enemy that meets me don't know anything much afterwards."
"I never thought it was going to be like this," hissed Shufti.
"Like what?" said Jackram.
"There's women and children, shops, I can smell bread baking. It's like a city."
"Yeah, but what we're after isn't going to be in the main streets. Follow me, lads."
Sergeant Jackram, suddenly furtive, ducked between 2 big heaps of boxes and emerged beside a smithy, its forge glowing in the dusk. Here the tents were open-sided. Armourers and saddlers worked by lantern light, shadows flickering across the mud. Polly and Shufti had to step out of the way of a mule train, each animal carrying 2 casks on its back. The mules moved aside for Jackram. Maybe he's met them before too, thought Polly. Maybe he really does know everyone. The sergeant walked like a man with the deeds to the world. He acknowledged other sergeants with a nod, lazily saluted the few officers there were around here, and ignored everybody else.
"You been here before, Sarge?" said Shufti.
"No, lad."
"But you know where you're going."
"Correct. I ain't been here, but I know battlefields, especially when everyone's had a chance to dig in." Jackram sniffed the air. "Ah, right, that's the stuff. Just you two wait here."
He disappeared between 2 stacks of lumber. They heard a distant muttering, and after a moment or two, Jackram reappeared holding a small bottle. Polly grinned. "Is that rum, Sarge?"
"Well done, my little bar steward. And it would be nice if it was rum, upon my word, or whiskey, or gin, or brandy. But this don't have none of those fancy names. This is the genuine Stingo, this is. Pure hangman."
"Hangman?" said Shufti.
"One drop and you're dead," said Polly. Jackram beamed as a master to a keen pupil. "That's right, Shufti. It's rotgut. Wheresoever men are gathered together, someone will find something to ferment in a rubber boot, distill in an old kettle, and flog to his mates. Made from rats, by the smell of it. Ferments well, does your average rat. Fancy a taste?"
Shufti shied away from the proffered bottle. The sergeant laughed.
"Good lad. Stick to beer," he said.
"Don't the officers stop it?" said Polly.
"Officers? What do they know about anything?" said Jackram. "And I bought this off a sergeant, too. Anyone watching us?"
Polly peered into the gloom.
"No, Sarge."
Jackram poured some of the liquid into 1 pudgy hand and splashed it onto his face.
"Yowch!"
he hissed. "Stings like the blazes. And now to kill the toothworms. Got to do the job properly."